Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning again and welcome back to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hour three live on MyTalk 107.1 later at your convenience on our MyTalk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Ellie filling in for Holly for a few days as she enjoys some much needed and deserved days off. Coming up in just a little bit, you sent us so many, we had to do more. Ditch, date, or dabble. You give us a threesome, we're going to give you a ditch, date, or dabble.
Yes.
Then the dirt alert. And then coming up at 8:30, it's what you've been waiting for. Powered by Trivia Mafia, the weekly trivia face-off. Team Jason and Alexis will go head-to-head with two people I can only describe as losers. Mike and Grant. And I say that only because Alexis heard them smack-talking us yesterday.
Oh, big time.
That's right.
Regardless, it will be fun.
Instead of Thing 1 and Thing 2, we'll refer to them in the Dr. Seuss way of Loser 1 and Loser 2. That's right.
Okay.
With special guest trivia host Rocco. Rocco.
We're doing Saturday morning cartoons.
That's the category, Lex?
It is the category. Did you do any research?
Absolutely not.
Same.
No.
Oh, so, you know, there's a blind spot there because I lived in Japan for a good 4 years of my childhood.
Yes.
So my uncle would send them to me on VHS, or my siblings and me, on VHS tape. So we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll be relying on you.
Yeah. I'm going to tamp down on the smack talk because it may come back to bite us, because they may wipe the floor with us.
We were watching wrestling on Saturday morning.
Oh good, then maybe we'll beat them.
Maybe
because they're both youngins, so
right.
Okay, let's do it.
The way I see it, you have three choices.
Time for the newest Jason and Alexis game. Ditch.
We gotta ditch him.
Date.
I would date him.
Or dabble.
I've been known to dabble.
Which will it be?
There we go. It is time for ditch, date, or dabble. You give us a threesome. Sorry, I'm pausing here. I'm pulling up my email. You give us a threesome. We're going to tell you if we are going to ditch them, if we are going to date them, or if we are going to have sex with them and dabble.
Until
the sun comes up.
Yeah.
Ditch, date, or dabble. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Lex, you said we got a ton.
Oh, my gosh, we did.
On email. Here we go. Uh-huh. Oh, this is good. Oh,
Lex. Look at Jonathan's right now.
No.
Okay, we have to do that one at some point in this great segment.
Well, let's start. Let's start with Jonathan. Jonathan's.
Jonathan, ditch, date, or dabble, Howard Stern, Gayle King, or Oprah? Yeah, this is tough.
I'm going to have... Oh, God.
Yeah, it's who you marry, right? Is that where you're...
I'm marrying Oprah.
Okay.
I'm going to date Oprah because I want that money. Date that. I'm
going to date Oprah. He's doing so bad himself.
That's true. I'm going to...
Don't do it. Don't ditch Gail King. Not for Howard Stern. What? You're going to do it.
Date Oprah. Yep. I'm going to dabble with Howard and ditch Gail. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I love Gail, but I can't lose Howard. Yeah. I can't lose Howard. Lex?
Yeah, I'm marrying Oprah for sure. Yeah, Gail King, let's dabble away. And I'm sorry, Howard Stern.
I'm the
we
same
love you, but yeah,
that's my Ellie, lineup. That I'm okay. The same lineup as Alexis. I would like to sleep with Gail King. That sounds fun.
I love you, Gail. I do. I love Gail, but I would dabble with Howard.
And then I want to wear
Howard
all of her clothes, or at least have a consultation with her stylist.
Ditch, date, or dabble. This comes from email, Lex. This is from Nicole Lambright. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Ditch, date, or dabble. Oh, you'll love this.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right.
Ditch, date, or dabble. Starbucks. Caribou. Dunkin'.
Ooh. Yeah, I know what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Okay, go.
Okay. So, look, I lived in New Jersey, and I went to college in Boston. I still love Starbucks, so I am going to date Starbucks. I'm going to dabble with Duncan. I'm sorry, Caribou. Love you, but...
What's wrong with you?
I know. I'm a Duncan girl
pride.
At heart.
Where's your hometown pride?
Where does that lie for a military kid, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
It lies with your heart.
Exactly. Yes. My family. But yeah, I spent many, many times going to Duncan. You know, they're on every corner.
Ellie?
Y'all will be mad at me. Ditch Starbucks.
Oh my God, Ellie! I just... Oh my God, Ellie! You have just all morning long.
Ditch Starbucks.
Know. Okay.
Get it out of here.
Okay.
If it's not a Java chip Frappuccino, I don't want it.
Oh my God, I'm calling your mother.
Oh, so you're
right now.
Definitely marrying Caribou.
I buy Dunkin' Donuts like coffee for my coffee at home. That's the coffee I drink at home.
Uh huh.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So I'm dabbling them, and yeah, I'm marrying Caribou.
Mm. Yep. Get it, Jace.
Well, my answer would have been different about 3 months ago, but a Caribou is angering me. That's not even a word, but they're pissing me off because they're
angering's a word. Yeah.
Yeah. I just used it improperly, I believe. But Caribou is angering me.
Oh, OK.
Because of their iced crafted press. People order an extra large and it's only half filled.
You're not getting
and
the
rest is foam. Yeah, they need to fix the recipe. $8. It's such a it angers me so much. Almost more than graffiti. Anyway, or tagging, which Ellie disagrees with too. So I don't know.
I didn't
what
say
Ellie
tagging.
Anymore. Yeah,
street
whatever.
Art and tagging whatever. Are different.
I'm calling
very
your mother
different.
After the show. Yeah, you're right. So I'm ditching Caribou because they anger me.
Okay.
I'm marrying Starbucks, and I'm going to dabble with Dunkin'.
Let's dunk, baby.
Yeah, because they have the donuts. Yeah,
Dunkin'.
Only because the donuts. I actually don't like their coffee. I'm only dabbling
really?
With them. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I love them both.
Mm. I'm only dabbling with them for the carbs.
Yeah, yum. Yeah.
Take their
munchkins.
Coffee home and make it a little extra strong. It's delicious.
Okay, I've heard. Yeah. Ditch, date, or dabble. This comes from John. Hi, John. Fred Flintstone.
Okay.
Barney Rubble. The Great Gazoo. One of my favorite cartoon characters ever.
Oh, that's a little green thing.
Yep, with a giant head.
Okay.
Oh, God, I love the Great Gazoo so much.
I'm dabbling that gazoo.
Yeah,
Ellie, me in there.
Okay, yeah. So, Ellie, you're going to dabble the gazoo?
Yeah, and ditch Barney. I never liked him as a character anyway. And Fred, all the way.
Date? Okay. Lex?
Yeah, I think I'm right in line with Ellie there. Yeah,
yep,
Barney is annoying.
Hat trick.
Yep.
Yeah,
I mean, that
I
little
hate
guy
Barney.
Can fly around, you know? He's like a little floating scientist, right?
Yes. Oh, God, the Great Gazoo is so cute. I just love him. Okay, we're going to stick with... We're going to go to mascots, I should say. Here we go. This is fantastic.
Okay.
This comes from Valerie.
Okay.
Oh, I'm scared. McDonald's edition.
Okay.
Ditch, date, or dabble. Ronald McDonald, Grimace, or the Hamburglar?
Robble.
Heck yeah, I want to marry that. Oh, yeah. Ronald McDonald, you're freaky. You gots to go. I'm sorry.
I think he's kind of cute if you look up close.
Like a Monet?
He's got this nice little button nose. Yeah. I don't know. A cute smile.
Maybe I need to look at him closer, but for the sake of this game, you gots to go. Grimace? Okay. I mean, it might be a little game of hide and seek, you know? Like, where is it? And the Hamburglar? Yeah. Let's date. That might be kind of fun, be deviants together.
The Hamburglar seems like he's going to give you a venereal disease. I'm ditching him.
He's okay. Gotta go, okay?
Ditching because he has VD, okay?
And then I'm doing Grimace, and I'm marrying Ronald.
I am marrying Ronald strictly for the money.
Oh!
So I'm dating Ronald for the money.
Okay.
I'm ditching Grimace because I don't know what to do with that shape.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It might be kind of fun.
No, I don't know what. I don't know where to put that. Quite literally.
Dip him like a nugget.
And I'm going to dabble with the Hamburglar. Yeah. He looks like he runs. He's in good shape.
Yeah.
He can pull off horizontal stripes, which is better than most of us.
Truth.
So, there we go.
Yeah, his nickname is the Lone Jogger.
Oh, girl, well.
Yeah. That feels like it feeds into my opinion of him.
Yeah, he does. I'll probably get crabs from him, but it's fine. It's fine. There we go, everybody. You guys have knocked it out of the park today.
Oh, so
that's
fun.
Ditch, date, or dabble.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. We are just about 9 minutes away from the weekly trivia face-off. Jason and Alexis versus two guys that don't really know their names. We'll just call them Loser 1, Loser 2. Coming up in a little bit, right there. Ellie is not a loser. She's anchored me this morning, but she's not a loser. She has the dirt alert. Hi, Ellie.
Oh, good morning. Do we just need to arm wrestle and duke it out over
probably,
Star Wars?
Probably, yeah. Let's do it.
Well, I got some new fresh Brangelina baggage for you.
Oh.
Which is always interesting. Apparently, Brad Pitt has filed paperwork with the LA courts that essentially said that... Jolie secretly plotted to sell her share of their French estate, Chateau Miraval. Intentionally did it to get back at him amid their custody battle because she has officially sold her 50% stake in the $30 million property, which they bought back in 2008. She sold it to a Russian oligarch who Pitt himself had previously rejected his offer of sale. Because of his ties to Putin.
Oh.
Which seems like a good reason to not sell something to someone.
Yeah. I think this is the first time Putin's name's been mentioned in a dirt alert. We'll have to write that down for the history of our show. That's fantastic.
I mean, we aggressively avoid it, but yeah, she's...
Especially being what... Hasn't she with the human rights?
Oh, yeah. It's very... out of left field for her, like, character and image.
Yeah, as a goodwill ambassador.
Yeah, and it's not an LA property, so there wasn't a rush to finish the sale. It's not like they were trying to get rid of it before property taxes set in on a property they didn't want anymore.
Yeah.
So what is Brad Pitt suing her for? Just that she shouldn't have sold it?
Well, he essentially filed paperwork to say that she had intentionally gone against... a previous, like, agreement.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Oh, okay.
A formal informal agreement where they had said that they weren't going to sell the property without the other's approval. And there is documentation between the two since their divorce that has said, you know, no, I'm not going to sell my stakes unless you agree on the person I sell it to. And at one point, there was even discussions to give or sell Brad Pitt majority shares of upwards of like 38 to 68%.
Yeah.
Which all went out the door.
When she sold it. Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's trying to get back the 50% stake so the deal doesn't go through. And he's not straddled with a partner. And he's now a business partner who he has accused Jolie in particular of like putting him in a position where the business will fail because of his new partner.
I just feel like it's very Bethany Frankel. Where the divorce lasts, the divorce process lasts longer than the marriage itself.
Sure does.
Yeah, they just overturned their custody decision.
Yes. I feel like we have been talking about this divorce for a century.
Yeah.
That's just my
observation. It's been going on, way longer than the marriage itself.
Yep.
Oh, well.
This story I just think points to maybe a very interesting shift in character choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a reminder to get things in writing.
Yeah. Don't buy multi-million-dollar properties with people.
Yeah.
It's a good rule of thumb.
Yes, you're more you know this morning.
Did you guys see the movie Waitress?
No, I never did.
It's a great movie. Carrie Russell. Hop on it.
But,
Sarah Bareilles wrote a musical adaptation.
Yeah. Actually, I've seen the musical. I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, funny. Because the musical's great. I've not seen the whole thing, but just kind of, you know, illegal recordings and parcel pieces because I was a theater kid.
It's great.
It's got four Tony Awards, and now they are officially doing a movie recording of the Broadway musical. And this is in particularly special because it will make history when it debuts with the Tribeca Film Festival, as it will be the first film to be dual premiered in Times Square on the mega monitor.
Oh, how cool is that?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And if you attend, it will play simultaneously for free on the mega screen, and you have to download the, you know, controlling company's app to listen to the audio. But yeah, on Monday, June 12th at 7:30 p.m., pile into Times Square if you want to see the premiere of the Sarah Bareilles musical Waitress. Which
Perfect.
Is awesome.
Perfect. I'll finally see it that way. That's how I'll do it.
Yeah, and it's about pie and love and the Midwest. So
I'm down.
It's perfect. Bareilles herself said, "It's a tremendous honor to celebrate the show that I love so much in a way that only New York City can do. This is a love letter to the vitality of the theater community and the great spirit of the Tribeca Film Festival, to essential constellations that make up the universe of a city."
Perfect.
I know, very sweet. And Jennifer Hudson's kind of gotten some hot water as Radar reports that they got some insider knowledge that they're doing some massive shifts in the production staff for her very popular talk show, including firing a bunch of the major production staff after a pretty successful first season run, which came as a shock to a lot of people. They say that the staffers are walking on eggshells. As she continues to cut employees she inherited from the Ellen DeGeneres show, she has brought her assistant on publicist on as executive producers. And as the insider reports, instead of hiring proven people with experience, she's choosing friends. Many of them don't know what they're doing.
Not good.
No.
Not good. And I will tell you, I enjoy her very much. I've had her, we're in the same company, literally. That's not a good move.
No.
I get bringing your own people in, but make sure they know how to do daytime. And that worries me.
Multiple producers have left at this point.
It's it's hard to do, man. It is hard to do, and it's a skill set that few producers have. She needs to keep the ones that know how to do it.
Yeah.
More of these stories at mytalk1071.com.
Hey, friends, Alexis for Plunkett's Pest Control. We got mice, ants, spiders, roaches, wasps, bees, carpenter ants, fleas, millipedes, silverfish. Oh, man, they can help with these pests and so much more. They're happy to serve you on a single service basis. Or if you want to get on their annual service plan like me, I have been on it for like a decade now. Because living in the woods, you know, you got to be proactive and protect your home. That's your space and this is mine. Yeah, they help keep pests in their place, not yours. Now, everyone's environment's different, so they do a great assessment of your space. And they want to make sure that, you know, they speak the language of the pests, so they know how to protect you. So you can do year-round protection. Your technician will service your home on an annual basis and then come when there's any individual pest issues. Or if it's a one-time only, they've got you. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. Contact Plunkett's, plunkett's.net, or use my talk keyword, pests.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on my talk, live streaming on our app. Later on our app, too. If you missed an episode, don't worry. We're there for you. We're so damn convenient.
Sure. Whatever you want, just tap that app, baby.
That's right.
We'll go anywhere with you.
And though that sounds sexual, Lex doesn't mean it like that. So
maybe I do.
I'm Jace with Lex, and we're now joined by one fabulous dude and two losers. And
that it's fabulous a sausage party up in here. So much,
that's right. I mean, that. Well, you know, we heard you were smack talking, so you know.
yeah.
That fabulous dude is going to take over here, and the dude I'm talking about is the one and only Rocco, everyone.
Let's do the WTA! Oh, I'm hitting the button. Okay, we'll try it this way. What the heck?
Did Ellie break the computer?
Why is the hotkeys not working?
Are they up?
Oh my God! Ellie broke the computer.
We were just having some technical issues prior to that. But
oh my God!
It's time for the weekly face off.
I've never not had the hotkeys work. Anybody else?
Never.
Oh. Lex, do you want to run in there? Do you know? I mean, I don't know.
Mike's in there.
Mike, here in there.
The good news is
I got a bell over here. I got a bell.
We don't need no sound effects. We can just do a... That's great. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
I'll pull up a 20-second timer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll ring the bell. You just point.
Right, I got a stopwatch, too.
Is hysterical.
I may restart the Zeta. But you know what? We don't need sounders. Here's what we got.
We don't need technology. No.
We have 12 trivia questions, 6 for each team. It's going to be Jason and Alexis versus Mike and Grant. Today's topic, Saturday morning cartoons. Thank you.
Thank you, Alexis.
Now, Jason, I feel like I am Gene Rayburn.
Would
you like to choose A or B?
Gene, I would. Lex, what do you think?
A?
A.
Okay, I think that might be the right choice.
And since we don't,
what's most convenient right now, Rocco?
Here's the deal. Just because we don't have sound effects doesn't mean we can't play the game. Let me see if this works.
Is the timer working?
Okay, the sound effects might work again.
Oh!
I restarted.
Does it work?
I believe so. Let's see.
Hey, Lex, we don't need your pilgrim sound effects.
I need some celebratory something.
Yeah.
You know, just like in every IT situation, turning it off and turning it back on again seemed to work, so let's play the WTF.
Let the battle begin. Time now for the weekly trivia. Jason and Alexis versus everybody in a pop culture quiz thing.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Here's your host, Holly Roberts.
I'll make like a woman whose neighbor has a pet chimpanzee and face on.
All right, as much as I love that cool Metallica song, I'm going to fade it out because we got to get to it.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Jason and Alexis?
Ready.
Question one. What 1990s? Oh, by the way, there's a rule where if you don't answer after 20 seconds, then the boys get to steal.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Vice versa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, enough with that. What 1990s cartoon superhero is, quote, a hero gonna take pollution down to zero?
Oh, that's the forest fire guy.
No.
No, I know. I was thinking of McGruff. But that's not it.
That's the crime dog.
Did he have his own? Okay, wait. No, okay, no. Think. Okay.
A 90s. 90s. Pollution down to zero.
Universe.
I don't know. Inspector Gadget, I know it's wrong, but we have to come up with an answer. Final answer.
Final answer. No. I never heard of this guy. How about you, millennial kids?
No.
Captain Planet.
Yes.
Captain Planet.
You knew that, Grant?
I studied up on that one this morning. Yep.
You did?
The picture is him flying away from Earth, and then he's got his little, like, nature buddies behind him. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, actually. I hate nature, so I didn't.
We didn't know about that. Oh, okay.
All right, now we go to Mike and Grant, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, here comes your question. What 1980s cartoon character who was adapted to the big screen in 1999 has been credited with predicting such high-tech advancements as the laptop, wireless internet, digital maps, Skype, and perhaps most notably, the smartwatch?
Is this one Inspector Gadget, do you think?
Or could be.
Because it was also made a movie in around 99. Right?
Yes. Yeah. I would. Yeah. I trust your instinct there, Mike.
Unless you had another guess.
No, yeah, that's, okay. That's, I like your instinct. Go for it.
Inspector Gadget, final answer.
Yes.
Oh.
It is.
Thank you.
Shoot.
Nice job.
Yeah. I'm so glad that I gave them.
I was going to say, Jason, thank you.
Dun, dun, dun.
I should have just said, like, Nell Carter or something.
A spoon.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to Jason and Alexis with question two. What Tim Burton film, which is getting a sequel next year, was adapted into a Saturday morning cartoon on ABC in 1989?
Beetlejuice. Final answer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
great. Yeah.
Ooh. That's it. Yeah. I just wanted to speed this along because poor Rocco had to deal with tech issues.
We got it.
Yeah.
All right, back to Mike and Grant. Remember ringtones? You may have paid 99 cents to set your text notification to Christina Milian's Call Me, Beat Me, the theme song to what Disney Channel crime-fighting cartoon?
Oh, my God.
No clue. Any idea on that one?
No, never even watched a Disney Channel.
No.
That was out of my wheelhouse.
Well, we just got to come up with something. So I will say, I don't want to say that. Pick any Disney
Inspector
show.
Gadget again.
On Disney.
Oh, Disney. It has to be Disney.
No. Inspector Gadget 2 on Disney. Final answer.
Thank you, Mike.
We just had to get an answer.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Nobody.
Kim Possible.
It is Kim Possible.
It's Kim Possible.
Nice. Did you really know that, Jace?
I did actually, only because of going to Disney World.
Sure.
We all remember the various Kim Possible rides. What was your favorite?
I know. They just have Kim Possible merch. That's what.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Question three. I believe this is the final question of this segment for the Jason and Alexis team. And I think you're going to know this one. The phrase, quote, knowing is half the battle, comes from a series of public service announcements that aired at the end of what 1980s cartoon series based on a popular line of Hasbro toys?
Is that the Smurfs? Hasbro? My Little Pony?
Yes, 1980s cartoon series. The phrase, knowing is half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle.
Hasbro. Seconds. He said Hasbro, G.I.
Yeah.
Joe.
Final answer.
Hey, final answer.
Yes.
Yes.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Because it's Transformers. Oh, Transformers and G.I. Joe. He-Man had, like, you know, life lessons at the end of it. But yeah.
Whew. Nice job, Jason.
Nice.
All right.
I'm old, Grant. That's my.
Going into question three for Mike and Grant, it is 2-2-1, Jason and Alexis. With a chance to tie, here's your question. Looney Tunes were a staple of Saturday morning cartoons. Which Looney Tunes character famously wore a plumed Roman centurion helmet and Converse All-Star sneakers?
Mike?
Yeah, that was, that had to be the one from space, right? He wore a helmet.
Oh, Marvin the Martian. No, Martian.
Marvin the Martian. Final. All right, that's it. Final answer.
I heard the words final
Marvin
answer.
Marvin the Martian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that was.
Yeah, it was.
We worked together there on that one.
Way to go,
that
Mike.
That was it.
Nicely done, Grant. You pulled out the name. I appreciate that.
Well, wow. The good news is we have our technology working. We have a tie game. We have,
Now we break.
More questions, yep.
We break. When we come back, you're Gene Rayburn, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gene Rayburn will continue. I'm getting hosts mixed up from Tic-Tac-Toe. When we return, Gene, anyway... Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, everyone. It's Jace live this morning for Nutrisource, the official dog food of our boys Dexter and Mr. Big. No matter what you are looking for, Nutrisource has a recipe, has a product for them. Our boys has been raised on Nutrisource, and now that they're getting older, I'm grateful to be in the Nutrisource family because they have recipes for older dogs as well. Large breeds, grain inclusive, grain free. If you have a picky dog, Nutrisource has you too. Mr. Big is a picky eater, so we use kombucha. Kombucha is a bone broth food topper that contains probiotics that you pour right over the kibble and your dogs devour it. We have not had a problem with Mr. Big since we turned to kombucha. You can find all the Nutrisource products at an independent retailer near you. To find one and make the switch, because you should, go to NutrisourcePetFoods.com. Here once again with our weekly trivia face-off, filling in for Holly, is Gene Rayburn.
That's right. Let's play that open I made.
Let's get back to it.
Time for the thrilling conclusion of weekly trivia.
Face.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Back to you, Holly.
That's right. It's me. These questions are, thank you, you're right, powered by Trivia Mafia. If you love Taylor Swift, make sure you come out to Taylor Swift Trivia all of June. Visit TriviaMafia.com/T-Swift for dates and locations.
They're so fun. We love them. Yeah. We love you, Trivia Mafia.
Yeah, they wrote all these questions.
Yeah.
There's three questions left for each team to try to break this 2-2 tie. Let's go back to Jason and Alexis for part two.
Get ready, Lex.
International Falls, Minnesota. Do I need to go on any further?
Nope.
Holds the trademark for the term Icebox of the Nation. It's also the inspiration for the fictional town of Frostbite Falls, which is home to what cartoon duo?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Oh, God, all I can think of is that blue ox, but that's wrong.
Did he say a decade?
No.
I'm sorry. You can answer that. Yeah.
Frostbite Falls.
Frostbite, we should know
this. 5 seconds.
Three. Blue people.
Rocky
final
Bullwinkle.
Final answer. Rocky Bullwinkle.
Nicely done.
Oh, thank goodness.
Blue people. Did you say blue people?
I just
Do you
smirks.
Mean the damn Smurfs? Blue man group. Final answer.
I don't know, Jeez. We just didn't want them to steal. They clearly knew. No.
They clearly.
Thank
I know.
You for knowing
I saw
that.
Grant's. I saw Grant and Mike's face. Oh, yeah. They looked. They were a little cocky about it. I was chomping on the bit.
All right.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
3-2 going into this one to Mike and Grant. Yeah. Chunky Puffs is the favorite cereal of what animated preteen trio whose eponymous Cartoon Network show was the longest running series in the network's history when it went off the air in 2009.
Oh. Only trios I can... 2009.
Not a clue.
Chunky Puffs?
Maybe the only thing I can think of for trio, Animaniacs maybe? Yakko, Wacko, and Dot, the Animaniacs.
Go with it.
Seconds. Let's go the Animaniacs, final answer.
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
No clue.
What is it?
Anybody? The trio of Ed, and Eddie.
Oh, Ed, and Eddie.
Ed, and Eddie.
Yeah, that one.
Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm.
Chunky Puffs? I still can't get over that. What?
Cheesy poo. Right.
That's what Alexis calls me sometimes.
That's the name of our show. Chunky Puffs.
Jason and Alexis are up 3-2.
Oh man, Mike, we got to get this.
Okay.
All right, Jason and Alexis. The first three Nicktoons series produced by Nickelodeon were Doug, Rugrats, and what famously gross duo?
A gross duo, Beavis and Butthead?
No, that's MTV.
Okay, wait. Okay, Doug, Rugrats. Oh, gosh.
I just keep seeing Mike and Ike.
Just say
5 seconds.
I mean, should we just say that final answer?
Two.
Mike and Ike, final answer.
Yeah.
That is
Hold yeah. on. They're right here. Look at the shirt.
Who yeah. are they? Oh, wait.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yes. We should have got that.
We should have gotten that. Yes. Oh, my God. It's on Mike's boob. It's yes. literally right on there. Mike's left
right
chesticle.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to stare at Mike more. I need to mental note.
We all
stare. I know, don't we?
Oh, man.
All right, Mike and Grant have a chance. 3-2 going into this one.
Oh, Lex, we're losers.
What titular cartoon superheroes?
Wait.
Rocco said
T-I-T-U-L-A-R. were created when Professor Utonium accidentally mixed sugar spice and everything nice with a dash of Chemical X.
I don't know. I know Jason knows, but I don't know. He-Man?
I don't want to keep saying the same answer, but titular, the Animaniacs, that is the title of the show. It could be them. Sugar Spice. I don't know. I don't know any.
5 seconds.
I don't have a better answer. Animaniacs, final answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nope.
Dang it. Is it the Powderpuff Girls?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yes!
Sugar and Spice. Dang it.
Which means if Jason and Alexis get this one right, they can ice it. And I think they will.
Oh, okay, no. Lex. Oh. Let's do
ESPN,
this.
ESPN.
No, just stare at Mike's chest. Stare at Mike's chest.
I feel violated.
Get your chest up in that camera right there, Mike. Come on now.
Yeah.
Okay. The Color Kids are a team of friends spreading color throughout the land. They're led by what extremely colorful, frequently rebooted 1980s character?
What?
Is that the Power Rangers? The Color Kids?
Teletubbies?
Who's colorful?
Look at Mike's breast! Teletubbies? Should we do final answer?
Final answer!
Teletubbies, final answer! Power Rangers, final answer!
Was it Power Rangers?
Alexis, I figured this one was right.
Is it Care Bears?
Rainbow Bright.
Man.
That means these guys have a chance to tie.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
Hit us in the Nickelodeon.
And like I said with the last question, I do think they will get this. Actor James Avery was best known for playing Uncle Phil on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but 90s kids may know that he also provided the voice for the cartoon supervillain Oroku Saki, better known by what name?
Isn't it Skeletor is the villain in Skeletor? Yeah, right? From villain from He-Man.
Yeah.
That 90s, though?
No, that's 80s. I was thinking Shredder.
Okay, go. Yeah.
Shredder.
Shredder, final answer.
Oh, my gosh.
Grant. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, we're tied.
I really used to love you.
I love you, Jason.
Wow, here it is. For the second consecutive week, we have a tiebreaker. I don't remember. Was there one in the first week, too?
No.
So this is fun. Price is Right rules. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We'll start because we have, 30 seconds. Jason,
30 seconds.
Yeah. Okay,
Marvin the Martian lives on Mars where he observes Earth through a giant telescope. How many miles separate Mars from Earth? Jason and Alexis.
How many miles? Yes. Lex, you're smarter
Mars
than I am.
Mars Earth?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Let's say...
A million miles.
A million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, over to the boys.
So it's we either say
go
one or we say a million and one.
Go
what
one.
Do you think?
Go one.
We'll say 1 mile.
Oh, how for the second consecutive week, Jason and Alexis, bring it home because this is 187.3 million miles away.
Sorry, Mike. That's on me.
Yes. Thanks to Mike. Thanks for Grant. Thanks to Rocco. Thanks to Trivia Mafia. Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right, UB. You have a fantastic Friday weekend. We love you. It's on the Steve Experience. Thanks, Jason. Yeah!
Yes!
Thanks again, guys. We'll see you later. Bye for now.